Or if you had to rewrite some of those stories there at the end. Oh, what a football game. I feel like that took about 5 years off my life. Really proud of our team. We played some, obviously that's a good football team, number one. Saints are a real good football team. And, it was a great 60 minutes battle. They made a lot of plays. You know, we made some plays. And, in the end, we made a big one similar to the one that they made to put them ahead. So, I just felt like our team really battled. We played situational football at the end, holding them to a field goal, getting the ball back, getting down there at the end and being able to get the ball down the field and have a couple chances there at the end to throw into the end zone. We only needed one, but, we probably had time for two plays on that. So, and once again, it's all about the players. You know, they stepped up and made the play. I mean, Brady, Edelman, KT, obviously. Austin Colley stepped in there with a big catch. So, those guys all, there's so many guys that it made big plays for us today. You just can't rattle them all off. So it was a good team win. I thought we really, prepared hard for this game. Obviously, after we didn't have a good outing last week in Cincinnati, thought the players prepared hard, they practiced hard, and, it's satisfying to go out there and beat a good team like New Orleans today. But, you'll hear from them plenty. They're pretty good. Yeah, well, I mean, just try to do the best you can on that. I mean, I thought, Zoe had a tough play there, in the end zone on stills, and then came back and, made a huge play. The incomplete pass there on was second down, right? I think it was second down. That saved us a timeout. That was a great play. He went up and, made an excellent play on the ball. So, once again, it's the players making the plays. I think managing the clock is you just do what you do. You have so much time, so many timeouts. You just try to get the most out of it. But it's the players that are out there making the plays. And, we played good up front, be able to get the ball back. And then, our offensive line, our receivers, obviously our quarterback, did a good job, going down the field after we, had not moved the ball very well overall in the second half. That was a huge drive we needed the most. So, all the credit goes to the players. They're the ones that made the plays.
Derek, when you left the game early, but what the effort of the key, basically was shadowing you.
Yeah, I mean, right, there's two good football players right there. Keeb really competed hard, and, in the end, I don't think either one of them were on the field. Both guys ended up being out, but, it was a great battle and a great matchup. I thought Talib, battled them. Just went toe to toe with them the whole way. And so it was a good, it was a good matchup.
But could you talk about your decision putting Keith on Grant and also the fact that you played so much of the game with five and six defensive backs?
Well, that's because they played so much of the game in three receivers. Well, really, in four receivers, because you got to count Graham as a receiver. So even when they're in there with him, in two tight ends, it's really one tight end. So. They got a lot of receivers on the game. Luckily, we have some depth in the secondary and guys like Logan Ryan. And, Daron Harmon came in for us and gave us some key plays in the second half, they weren't in there in the first half. And then, when Akeem got hurt and we went to some 6 DB packages, those guys came in and did a good job and competed really well. So, but they had a lot of receivers on the field. So, we felt like we, wanted to get some defensive backs out there to try to match. And then they started running the ball. They hurt us on some runs. And we had, right there at the start of the third quarter, they had some successful running plays, and we had to battle that problem too. I mean, they can hurt you in so many different ways, not just throwing the ball; they can run it too.
So, Kyle Arrington also, the interception, he had a breakup later.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys, but Devin, who went from safety to corner, Kyle, with the interception, a couple big tackles there in the secondary too. After they, hit a couple of those runs that. They got through the line. Luckily, they weren't, 50 yarders. They were only, 12, 15 yards, whatever they ended up getting. So, tackling in the secondary and just really all those guys. I mean, you can't say enough about that because it was all of them. It wasn't just one guy. We had to cover all those receivers.
Bill, what was your thought process on your own 24 going 4th and 6? Was it that you wanted to give them a short field?
We were trying to pick up the first down. That was 4th and 4th and whatever it was, 4 or 5, and six, whatever it was. I mean, if it was fourth and 13 or something like that, we wouldn't have done that. But it was fourth, and, you know, we felt like we had a shot at it. And like we did have a shot at it, we just couldn't, you know, couldn't make the play. But, I know we, you know, it was only a little over 2 minutes ago at that point, right?
329,
okay. Yeah, that's right, 320. So, yeah, we felt like if we didn't make it, we were going to have to stop them, and then we need a touchdown, you know, so.
So can you talk about the confidence that you had when the ball was in the having it be within the
We have confidence in all our backs, so whichever one of them's in there, we have confidence in. If we don't put a player on the field, we don't have confidence in. Let's put it that way. I don't care what the guy plays or who it is, or if they're out there, we have confidence in them. If we don't, then they're not on the team. They're not on the field. They're not active in one or the other.
Longer line of lost around Alfred Diaz, and that was one for the final drive. Guy signed 10 days ago. The reason why you have him active for that sort of situation when someone goes down, you need someone to step up and know what he's doing, even though he's looking around.
Yeah, that was huge, and you know, we just felt like on that last drive, we went with the four receiver group, try to get a little bit more speed on the field, and then when Julian, kind of came up after he made a catch over the middle, then, you know, Austin stepped in there and, you know, made a huge play. So, yeah, absolutely. He's worked hard. Chad O'Shea, receiver coach, and Austin worked very hard on the assignments and plays, formations, you know, and all that. Those guys spend, I don't know, it's be like two and a half hours a day after everybody else does, just, you know, going over stuff, walking through it, and it really paid off today. So, you know, you got to give Austin a lot of credit for coming in here and being ready to go, like you said, really at the most critical time in the game.
Coach, talk about the touchdown play and what it means to Kendall. And, you know, they've been under some fire. Talk about that.
Hey, KT's played good for us since we started the OTAs, and he's made plays and catches like that in practice, and we have a lot of confidence in him. Obviously, Tom did because he went to him, but he gave him a good high ball. And, you know, KT's got good timing; he's able to go up and get the ball and come down with the play. So, I think those of us that are around KT on a daily basis, you know, aren't surprised to see him make a play like that because he's made plenty of them. But, you know, we're gonna have to keep making more, and, you know, we still obviously there's a lot of things we can do better in the passing game, protection, throwing, catching. Route running and so forth. I mean, I don't think we're where we need to be, but we were on that play. So that was really as good situational football by Tom. He got the ball out of there early, and had that been incomplete, you know, we still would at least had another play, another chance at throwing to the end zone or a chance to win. So, it's just try to give the receiver a chance, and he made it.
What is it about Tom that after he had sort of
Well, they go all teams like that, you know. But hey, Tom's a great competitor, and you know everybody's got a short memory in this game. Same thing with Zoe on the long pass and then the breakup on the go route on in front of our sideline. You got to have a short memory. You got to come back and play the next play. And look, we all have bad plays out there. You know, every one of us missed blocks, missed tackles, bad calls, bad throws, drops, whatever it is. But you know, the competitors come back and keep competing and. Come back and get it the next time. So nobody's going to play a perfect game. We know that. But you just got to keep competing and try to eliminate, make as few of those mistakes as possible. I don't know. You'd have to ask them that. But we just felt like it gave us the tempo that we were looking for. We worked on it all week. And, it felt like it gave us the tempo that we were looking for. And it was... I don't know. You'd have to ask them what they thought about it. But we felt it wasn't as much about them as it was about us, playing fast, getting to the line, being confident in what we were doing and getting it in up tempo and just, feeling like we want to go out there and, try to be more aggressive. And so that's why we did it. Yeah, huge. Yeah, that was a great kick. Steve kicked the ball well, kicked off well. And Ryan punted well too. Our specials did a good job. I mean, Sproles is obviously a hard guy to handle. He's one of the best returners in the league. And we covered well and we kicked well. So, it's a good job by all those guys. Look, he's obviously one of the best players in the league. He's good in all four quarters.
So I was curious about after you had to pick Barrington, you had several runs. In a row. And I wasn't sure if that was a beat up by the season position.
know, we were running plays that we felt like were good plays. You know, we ended up, you know, earlier in the game, as you know, down there, they dropped everybody off into coverage. And, you know, we stood there and held the ball for about 10 seconds. And, you know, everybody was double nose, you know, and we felt like we had some good opportunities in the running game. And we did. We had some good plays. We just, you know, that we ended up, what was it, second and first and 10. And we were first and going to 9. And we gained like 1 yard. And we were down to the 3. And we thought we had a, you know, good play there on third down. And the end stunted inside. And we just couldn't get off track. So, you know, but look, we had trouble throwing the ball down there too with, you know, with all their three-man rush coverages. So we, you know, mixed it in there, mixed some runs in there.
You learned something about the team, with a team win like this, you learned something more about them than you didn't know?
Well, you know, look, it was a great effort today. I thought everybody, you know, we competed right to the end. You know, we competed right to the end. But we got to do it every week. We can't, you know, have one of these weeks and then, you know, go out and not have one the next week. We just got to be consistent. So, you know, as great as today was, we got to turn the page. We got to get ready to go down to New York against the Jets. You know, we know what kind of battle that's going to be, and you know, we'll start to see what kind of team we have, how consistent we can be. And we got two big division games in a row here, so going down to New York on the road, we know that's always tough. You know, we'll find out and start, you know, putting these games together. And you know, we got some guys banged up. We'll have to be able to count on everybody and you know, fight through some bumps and bruises and all that, and you know, we'll see where we're at. But you know, we'll get tested here. We got a lot of good games, tough games coming up, and you know, we'll have to answer the bell.
So you uniquely recently built your offense around two tight ends and a slot receiver. Now you don't have any of those players in the same spot. How challenging has that been for your offense and how has it affected his performance?
Well, I mean, I think every year you're in somewhat of a transition offensively or defensively, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, we've been there before, and I'm sure we'll be there again. You know, I don't think anybody returns all 11 starters very often in this league, and that's sooner or later you either lose guys or somebody, you know, gets hurt or something happens. So, you know, it's a transition league. You know, you got to find a way to win every year and every week. And so that's all we're trying to do is just trying to find a way to win. We're not trying to replicate anything from some other year or team or whatever it is. We're trying to find a way for the 2013 team to win, and that's whatever that is, offense, defense, special teams, whatever those 45 guys can do, that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to be, you know, anything other than that.
Final question. You said Tom's good on four quarters, but in that situation at the end, the percentage of winning must have been high. Is there anything he pulled out of that?
No, I mean, he made a couple of good throws. Looked like we had a shot at the seam pass there down on the one and then, you know, in the end cut. But, you know, we had good protection. That's number one. He did a good job of reading the coverages and threw the ball very accurately. Gave the receivers a chance to make the play, and, you know, we made enough of them. So, I mean, that's what he does. That's what he gets paid for. That's why he's so good. He does a good job throwing the ball accurately and making good decisions. And he made several of them on that drive. Okay. All right. Thank you.